ABC Radio Australia.
Meanwhile, there have been further calls for Australia to take a firmer stand on the political crisis in Samoa. VMA Naomi Mataafa claims she was sworn in legally as Prime Minister during a ceremony in Apia on Monday. That ceremony took place in a tent outside the Parliament building because the doors were locked. But Tuilaepa, who has been Samoa's Prime Minister for more than two decades, claims the ceremony was unconstitutional and illegal because none of the state officials outlined in the constitution were present. Since then, the presidents of first the Federated States of Micronesia and now Palau have recognised Fiume as Samoa's legitimate leader, but Australia has declined to follow their lead, with Foreign Minister Maurice Payne saying it is still a matter for the courts.
We are very good friends with Samoa, and we hope very much that we can see the rule of law and democratic processes play out and a resolution determined in the coming days and weeks.
Speaking to Catherine Grau, VMA says when it comes to the result of the election on April the 9th, it is clear that her party won and has a majority of the elected members. She concedes that the swearing-in ceremony did not follow normal protocols, but she says the FAST party explored all legal avenues and they are satisfied that their actions were legitimate.
Your issue, of course, is around the convening of parliament and the swearing-in. And you understand, of course, the circumstances surrounding that. In that some of the key people did not participate, did not wish to participate. The head of state, his deputy, the clerk of the house, because those are the key officials that would preside over the normal convening of parliament and the swearing in. So they've not been able to do it. We looked at the legal avenues available to us as to how we could meet the requirement of convening by the 45th day. I believe that the procedure that we adopted is a procedure which is now being challenged, of course, but which we can argue strongly for. And I think there are precedents in the international arena in circumstances where all possible avenues, you know, to arrive at a situation that is warranted by the Constitution has not been able to take place.
Speaking about, obviously, the many challenges that are going through the courts, the Attorney General has confirmed that they will be trying to disqualify the Supreme Court judges, citing that there are conflicts of interest and potential favouritism in favour to you and to the FAST party. Do you hold any concerns about the independence of the judiciary?
Oh, I don't. Samoa is a small country. The caretaker prime minister, he made the appointment of the chief justice. He said, you know, and he has a direct line to God. He said he was awaiting the whisper, the heavenly whisper. So was he misdirected? Now with all the comments that he's making about the courts. But I'd like to make this point, Catherine, that the courts deliberate on the merits of the issues that are before them. You know, and any intelligent person can review all the matters that have gone before the court, the arguments for, the arguments against, and make their judgment. And the courts have been set up to play their role. I believe that they have. Losing court cases, you know, and bringing up bias and favoritism, you know, as some sort of argument, you know, it's a very poor argument. And especially if you put it against very poor proposals that they've put to the courts. You know, no one is surprised that they had the results that they had. I mean, first of all, their actions were illegal. That's what we believe, and that's why we went to court. And the courts have confirmed that for us. I mean, I've heard that the AG has made that proposition to the courts, and, you know, that's the prerogative of the court to decide on that. It's a very sad occasion when, you know, a prime minister takes this particular position towards, you know, one of the pillars of the government structure. You know, and when it starts from there, and, you know, this is not his first attack on the courts or the judiciary. That has been ongoing for a very long time. And it was one of the concerns that is included in what I see as a slide away from the rule of law. And it's also this particular attack on the judiciary.
Australia and New Zealand, and in fact, Pacific Islands Forum, the UK, the US have all come out with very similar statements this week, basically staying out of the matter and repeating the line that it's important for all parties in Samoa to respect the rule of law and the democratic processes. Is that good enough for you? And I should note the situation is peaceful. They don't want to be accused of interference. Mm. Is that good enough for you?
Yes. The thing is, you know, there is a caretaker government. We are a government in waiting. We've been elected. So, you know, when they say about both parties, I think it's very important to them, to me, that first and foremost, because this is the usual way that governments or multilateral organizations work with governments, is that, you know, they first and foremost address their concerns to the government in place. So, you know, they need to take the measure of the government in place if indeed they are meeting, you know, the accepted standards of good governance, of rule of law, and so forth. You know, I think it's important in these kinds of situations where the stake is, you know, very firmly grounded. And, you know, it needs to be said that the international community or multilateral organizations send out a very clear message that they will not accept anything that goes away from the standards that have been set and the expectations of how governments and individuals, leaders should conduct themselves.
So are you saying they've been too weak at the moment?
I think it needs to be a little bit stronger, because this is a government that is in place. It's an interim government. But they need to be given the message that people are looking at how they conduct this. We, on our part, I believe that, you know, we've stuck very closely to the rule of law. We've looked at the options that are available to us. And we will continue to proceed in that way.
Well, now with questions obviously over the role of the Supreme Court judges and the move to try and disqualify them, Australia and New Zealand have maintained that they have faith in Samoa's institutions, including the judiciary. Does this new step mean that Australia and New Zealand and others might be forced to do more or say more? Would you want that?
Well, I think so. You know, Catherine, the courts is the one government body that's intact at the moment. You know, we have a caretaker government in the executive, and, you know, Parliament is not fully convened. We all understand that. So, you know, this is the body that is intact. I believe that they're playing their role, thank goodness. Even if some of the decisions had come down against FAST, I mean, we would have had to respect that. You know, my concern now, and this is the usual convention, when there is a matter before the court, you know, you don't have all this public thing going on, you know, bad-mouthing the courts, you know, accusations of bias and so forth, and actually talking about the issue, which is the extra member in the House. So that just demonstrates, you know, they're not willing to play by the rules. They've thrown it out, and, you know, it's come down to a very ugly, very personalized attack. But I would still like to maintain that matters that go before the courts are deliberated upon on the merits of those issues.
PMA Naomi Mata-Afar defending the legitimacy of her stand as Prime Minister of Samoa after that swearing-in ceremony in the tent outside the Parliament buildings in Apia earlier in the week. And we'll be discussing the issue more broadly later in the programme this morning, comparisons with the situation in Samoa and similar constitutional crises earlier in Fiji and also in Papua New Guinea. Other similarities, other things perhaps that could be learnt that might help the situation in Samoa. That's coming up a little later this morning in Pacific Beat.